Hi, friends. Welcome to Your Best Life podcast by Alex Raymond. And this is just to simply help you live your best life and help me too. Let's enjoy this together. Hi, everyone. It's Alex. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you hit subscribe. That way you can be notified when new episodes are available. So today I just want to talk to you briefly about the importance of surrounding yourself with people who are going to motivate you. So I think for myself personally, I'll just talk about that real quick. I'm into fitness and health. And so the groups that I'm in are motivating, and the, you know, all the other coaches in there are motivating you and keeping you upbeat and really pushing you to be your best self, whether it's in your fitness journey or your health journey or anything in your journey, whether it's just personal development, whether it's, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, whatever it is. I'm surrounded by people who think the same way, who are wanting to progress in their life in a healthy way, in a happy way, and to just be better than they were the day before. And so when I'm surrounded by those types of people, I too am wanting to move forward and to be better than yesterday and to give myself even 10% more than I did yesterday in my workout, in my health, in my nutrition, like just to be a little bit better, to follow my meal plans just that much better. And so those groups and those people that you surround yourself with, if they're doing the same thing, you're more likely to do it. And where I fall off track, and where I'm sure lots of people fall off track, many of my friends, is when you go to work. So I still work almost full time. I'm also in school full time as a nursing student. I also have two kids and a husband and a house and, you know, everything else that everybody else has going on. So at work, you know, there's always cookies and donuts and, you know, cupcakes and whatever else that, you know, someone brings in that day, or, you know, another company brings in, or that the kitchen cooks. And so I'm surrounded by all these foods that I don't really want to eat. Like when I'm at home, I am so good about following my meal plan. I'm so good with my nutrition. I drink all the water. I eat all the healthy foods, like so on point. But when I'm surrounded by people who don't care about nutrition, who, you know, eat the donuts and eat the cupcakes and do this and do that, you know, I'm like, well, one cupcake won't hurt. And then it turns into, well, two cupcakes won't hurt. I'll just work out harder. Or, you know, one cookie is okay. Everyone else is having a cookie. But then it turns into three cookies. Or like yesterday, five cookies. And, you know, I did so well last week, Monday through Friday, and then I worked all weekend and I just, you know, had pudding and then I had cookies and, you know, then I had this and then I had that. And it was just like, oh my word, why am I eating so much? This is not typical. But I was surrounded by people who don't eat like I do. And then the other aspect of that is your, you know, your mental health. So when you're surrounded by people who are positive and outgoing and, you know, really just happy people, you are more likely to receive those happy vibes and be happy and be, you know, kind towards other people and really just be grateful and, you know, give thanks for everything that you have and be positive. And, you know, life isn't always, you know, unicorns and rainbows, but at least you can be grateful through the process. But, you know, sometimes I'm around people who are not positive, who are negative and think the world is out to get them. And it's a constant battle of negativity, negativity, negativity. And, you know, like I talked about in the last episode, you have to embrace the positivity. Well, some people just flat out cannot do that. And it's hard to be around them because when people are putting out vibes that are negative, you then are like, well, yeah, this does suck. Yeah, like I agree with you. Like, yeah, let's talk about that person. And it just, you get suckered into it because you're surrounded by it. And so, who you surround yourself with is ultimately the mindset you're going to have. So when I'm at home, when I'm with my friends, when, you know, I'm at school, I am positive because I'm surrounded by people who, like me, are positive. I want to be around happy people because I want to be happy. As someone who has struggled with depression for almost 17 years, and that's a completely separate episode that we'll go into that. You know, I want to be around people who are happy because I want to genuinely be grateful, be thankful, and be positive. Even through the hard stuff, everyone goes through hard stuff. Nobody is all, you know, cupcakes and rainbows and, you know, all the time. That it's just not realistic to think that life is perfect for everyone because it's not. But if you can be happy through the process and trust the journey, then it's easier to get through that hard stuff. And so surround yourself with people who are on the same level as you, and you will level up with them. You will succeed with them. And so if you're around people who are negative, I know for me, it's extremely hard to not, you know, accept those vibes and to really just, you know, keep pushing them away, because eventually after, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours of being around those people, you eventually just cave, at least I do, and it's something that I'm working on, and I'm sure it's something a lot of you are working on. But you have to just learn to surround yourself with people who want the same things that you do. When you do that, you can lean on them for support. If your friends, for example, if you're into health and fitness, but your friends aren't, and they eat junk food and pizza and McDonald's and all the crappy food, and you're around them, you're going to eat crappy food. I would almost say 9 times out of 10, when they go to McDonald's and that's who you hang out with primarily, you're going to go to McDonald's and eat the crappy food. You're going to have the milkshake. You're going to have the dozen cookies and the Oreos and the cupcakes and whatever. However, the flip side of that, it's not that you can't be friends with them. It's not that their friendship is over because they don't have the same health and fitness goals as you do. But if you surround yourself with people, for example, in my case, who want health, who want good fitness and good health and good nutrition, then I'm more likely to do that. My husband, for example, as soon as he got on board with, you know, me wanting to get healthy, it was like a whole new game in our house. Like, we meal prep, we do our shakes, you know, we work out. And so I'm surrounded at home even with someone who wants those things. And so it's easy for me at home to stay on track. It's easy for me even when I go to my parents for the majority of the time to stay on track because they like to eat healthy. They like to eat salad and chicken and all the good things for you. And so it's easy, but when you're around people, and there are people in my life who eat junk food and McDonald's and, you know, drink their Pepsi, you know, 6,000 times a day, you know, it's hard to be around them. It's hard to say no when they say, hey, I'm running to the gas station, or hey, I'm running to McDonald's, can I get you anything? And I'm just like, no, thank you so much, but no, I'm good. Even though a McChicken or a Big Mac sounds real good, girlfriend, it sounds good and I don't know why. And the other thing is that when you can deflect those, but those people are still your friends, that's how kind of like you do that balance with, well, they're not wanting the same things that I do, but at least they're understanding. There are people out there who you can, you know, you're not in the same like playing field of health, or in my case, like I said, but you can still be friends with them and they're understanding and it's great. But there are other people who just downright are like, well, you're getting pizza or you get no food. And you're just like, well, I guess I'll eat pizza. So I think you just really, really, really have to embrace and be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. If you're surrounded by negative people and you're negative, really look in the mirror and be like, why am I like this? Why am I negative? Why do I talk to my spouse like that? Why am I saying these hurtful things? And if you take 3 seconds to like think about who you're friends with, who you talk to, you know, routinely, and they're negative, maybe it's those people. Maybe it's their vibes that are rubbing off on you. And I would encourage you to try and find at least one person who is positive, who can, you know, give you those pep talks when you need them, or just positive energy, you know, talk to them on a regular basis and see how that energy changes. See how you talk to your spouse, see how you talk to your kids, see how you talk to your coworkers, your cohort at school, whatever. But I would encourage you to surround yourself with people who are positive and who want the same things that you do, because I guarantee you, you will achieve better. You will do better. I promise you, friends, you will be better. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button, because there is more of this to come. I don't know if it's going to be weekly or twice a week or whatever. Like I said, full-time in school. I work full-time, 2 kids, husband who is also full-time in school, so I'm going to do my best. But at least once a week, hopefully twice a week, I just got to get my thoughts out there. I hope you're having the best day ever. And if you want to follow me on social media, my Instagram is just Alex Marie Raymond. Find me, follow me, and let's, you know, get to know each other. Again, have the best day. Goodbye.